what I just mentioned to Sandy is that I'm in this in Chabad of Aventura. I hope that's okay. We're having this fancy dinner here, but I'm missing the dinner. But the Maisa, I had finally found a place, a quiet place to sit, but there's no plug in this room. So there's a possibility. I'm not sure if my computer, how strong, I charged the battery, but I'm not sure how, if the computer can last a full hour. So if it just blanks out, so you know that the battery went dead. Okay.
You get the
hopefully
in the bottom left hand corner to tell you how much time it has on it. If you go over like this, bottom right hand corner. If you look at the thing, looks like a battery. If you like hover over it, it should say how much time is left on it.
It showed me that before I opened up, but now I have a full screen of the Zoom. So maybe exit full screen. Okay. There, exit full screen. Okay, it'll show me how much time. Right now, it's 100% remaining. Doesn't tell me how much time.
If you hover over it, it should say an amount of time, estimated amounts of time.
Yeah, but
100% should last an hour if it's a good, okay laptop.
Okay, okay, fine. Anyway, so let's go to this Rekiva Eger. So Rekiva Eger is a very interesting Rekiva Eger. To me, it's a plia atzuma Rekiva Eger. Which, you know, I don't know if you people read the Rekiva Eger, but let's read it again. We did it quickly and shared, but let's read it again. He has a tzarech in gadol. His tzarech in gadol, to me, makes it's a strong kasha, definitely. But I don't understand.
Where's the Rekiva Eger? I'm sorry, I was sick last week. Where was the Rekiva Eger? I want to look at it.
Rekiva Eger is in most Gemaras, it's on this side of the page, in the Gilyon HaShas.
Okay.
Right on the page. In some Gemaras, the Gilyon HaShas is not printed in Baba Basra. I don't know why some Gemaras have the Gilyon HaShas printed and some don't. I have two. My little Shas has it and my big Shas does not have it printed. So I don't know. But most Shas have the Gilyon HaShas on the side of the Gemara. I know you see how they show Gilyon HaShas.
In Chavetz Chaim, do they answer Tzarech in Gadol? What's the Mesorah?
Okay, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not even trying to answer the Tzarech in Gadol. I want to answer a different question. I want to answer, before we try to answer the Tzarech in Gadol, I want to answer, Rekiva Eger has a Tzarech in Gadol, but he seems to say things in his question which are not relevant to his question. That to me is like, it's a bigger Tzarech in Gadol. The answer to Tzarech in Gadol, that's already Torah. But to understand what Rekiva Eger is doing is already pshat. So I want to try and understand Rekiva Eger. What happened? Taisus asked the Kasha that in the case of Yevamis, where the lady says, Tok Acher Shloshim Lo Nevalti, so the Gemara says she's not Nemin, because Kazaka ain't Isha Me'iza. And I'm sorry, because Lo Muki Inisha Nafshe. Previous asked Asha, granted there's a chazaka against her, but she has a migui. She could have said, Einu Yacho, as we see in the Darim, that she's believed to say Einu Yacho. So if she's believed to say Einu Yacho, so she has a migui, believe me, no, Nevalti, because I could have said Einu Yacho. So it's a migui versus chazaka. So if migui be makam chazaka, I'm reading, she should be Nemet. That was Tavis's Kasha. Right? Are we okay so far? Because I just bring out the basic record, Rekiva Eger, that it says in the Darim, let's read Rekiva Eger inside. Tumuali. Well, in the Darim of Ur, you have the Rekiva Eger on the side. I open it. From the Darim of Ur, Hatam, the Namanif, Mishum, the Ain, Isham, Isa, if they buy them. It's not Stam. If a woman says, Ain, Yacho, why should we believe her? The husband says, it's Yacho. It's her word against his word. So why should she be Naman? The answer is because she has a chazaka, ain't Isha Me'iza. Now, you want to give her a migui, in the case of Yevamis, that she could have said, ain't Oyacho. That means that in Yevamis, in that case of Yevamis, if she would have said, ain't Oyacho, she's believed. Therefore, you want to give her a migui, believe me when I say, no Nevalti. I will be Yevamis, the case is I get Piyado. In other words, In the Darim, where we said she's believed to say Eino Yacho, that had nothing to do with, no get. Time a lady comes along and says, I don't like my husband. I want Bezin maybe to force him to divorce me because Eino Yacho. Okay. But in Yevamis, we're talking about a different case. Yevamis, we're talking about where the man says he had he was miyabing her, and then he gave her a get. And we know for sure he gave her a get. And the Avachazaka, no mukin ishanav, she tells us he had bia. So be Yevamis, I get biado. Ukafi divrei hayavim, the ball out, according to the Yavim claim that he had bia with her, which is substantiated from the Chazaka. Ain't a bido. So he's not married to her because he had beer with her, which is based on his claim and a chazaka. He's married. Once you're married, the get works. So you're not the bido. Then came like a chazaka. They ain't them either if they bido. So now, since we're assumption according to his claim, which time, why shouldn't we believe him? And second of all, he has a chazaka that his claim is true. Right? He's in Rikiv doesn't have that, but that's also true. So then, there's no Einam Iza. So there is no Migui against the chazaka. That sounds like a great kasha. But now, right, the kasha is, since we're assuming, before the Migui, we're assuming that Nivela. And once it's Nivela and they get, then they're not married. So there's no Eini Shem Iza. So he wouldn't be believed. If she would have come in and say Eino Yacho, we wouldn't have believed her.
Well, but don't we need her perspective of the...
Why should we need her perspective?
Because
let me keep on reading. Okay. So that he doesn't stop here. Now he continues. So Mimana Shach Eino Baida. The Adirabak feeds Vareho Dais Kukolo. So he adds this point, which Sandy is saying, that from her perspective. So this I do not understand. Why in the world do you bring in her perspective? For two reasons I don't understand. The whole question here is, he says Nivalti, she says no Nivalti. Now you want to bring a Migui to prove that she's telling the truth. So the Migui has to be a proof against him, right? If he says Nivalti, she says lo Nivalti. If there's no proof, if there would be no proof, then the din would be that he doesn't have to do Chalitza. So you have to prove against him. You have to shlug up his taina. If her taina is true, then he doesn't have to do Chalitza. If his taina is true, he doesn't have to do Chalitza. Cause man that there's no Migui, we're assuming his taina is true, either mitam vada or mitam safek, and we would not obligate him to do Chalitza. So in order to obligate him to do Chalitza, we have to prove that his taina is not true. Otherwise, you can say, why should I do Chalitza? I claim lo nivalti. So the fact that if her taina is true, you have a migui. What? If her taina is true, she has a migui. But if my taina is true, she doesn't have a migui. So maybe my taina is true. So how can you force me to do Chalitza? Maybe my taina is true. That's the whole thing. The whole starting point is. And as I said it, the two questions. Even if you're right that if the migui would prove that if her taina is true, you have a migui. But if his taina is true, she doesn't have a migui. He's saying maybe my taina is true. And not only maybe, I have a chazaka that my taina is true. So why in the world, who cares what would be if her taina is true? You can't force me to do chalitza because maybe my taina is true. And second of all, and this is to me the biggest plea, you can't say if her taina is true, then she has a migui. If her taina is true, you don't need the migui. That's absurd. You think if my taina is true, I have a migui. Yashikayach. What does a migui prove? If my taina is true, then I have a migui that my taina is true. Yashikayach. That's wonderful. If your tain is true, then you have a migo that your tain is true. That really helps us a lot. If your tain is true, then if we're assuming your tain is true, then we don't need the migui. We're assuming your tain is true. Right? You can't. She's coming in and saying, "Bez didn't believe me because if my tain is true, if you believe me, I'm my tain, then I have a migui, and the migui proves my tain is true." That's so circular. If your tain is true, then you have a migui, which proves your tain is true.
What is her tain again? What is her tain again?
She's saying lo nevalti. Right. She says, believe me when I said lo nevalti, because I could have said eino yako. Now, by saying lo nevalti, she's saying that there was never, there's still yibum, and therefore, there's still a zika. In other words, I'm sorry, I'll try and say it clear. The Rekive Eger asked an adarabu, kafidarabu adayin skukalo. So when we read this quickly on the first day, we said that even though someone said you're not out to answer Kiveg and Sarachi and Gaza, okay, but we said that Lechaira, there's room to answer this Adarabba part by saying that a Zakuka is also considered married because we're all Yeshika, and therefore there is an Einisha Me'iza if you're Zakuka. Okay, Kiveger obviously doesn't hold that. That's probably wrong in Bikiyas because Yeshik is only Mitra Abanan. But we said that. Maybe there is some way. It's a big suffix. There's a Rishash, if you remember Yavamis, that says that even if Yeshik is only Mitra Abanan, but the marriage is Mitra Raisa. Could be a Kivega doesn't hold to that. But I think there's room to argue with Rabbi Kivega's Adirab that if she's Adain's Kuka, so then there is a Enisha Meiza. Rabbi Kivega is assuming if you're a Zakuka, there's no Einisha Meiza. Let's disagree with Rabbi Kivega. And let's make life simple. But still, Taibis would not make any sense because she's saying, I'm a Zakuka. And you didn't have B and I'm a Zakuka. The man saying, you're lying. Now, without a Migui, we don't believe her. If we would believe her, then we would force him to do Chalitza. Without the migui, for whatever reason, we would not believe her. We would not believe her really for two. We would not believe her because, you know, it seems in the Gemara because she's going against the chazaka of lo muke inish anafshe. She's saying I didn't have bia, and that can't be lo muke inish anafshe. So she's coming along and saying something that we don't believe. We believe him that he did have bia with her. So now. Says to the lady, what are you about? How come you don't believe me? I have a migui.
I could have said Eino Yacho.
Oh, I have a migui. I could have said Eino Yacho. Well, what's your migui? You can only say Eino Yacho if you're married. Well, if you believe me, if you believe me, then I could have said Eino Yacho. So that's ridiculous. We're trying to prove that we should believe you. The starting point is we don't believe you, lady. The starting point is we believe him. He has a chazaka of lo muke yinish anafshe. His chazaka of lo muke yinish anafshe tells us that he's telling the truth. So now she says, but I got a force that's stronger than his chazaka. What's my force? Eini shemiza. But there is no eini shemiza because if we believe him, then you're not married. Yeah, but if you believe me, Then ain't shemiza. Well, but we don't believe you. That's the whole point. That's why we need your migui, because we don't believe you. The starting point is we don't believe you. So you can't bring a proof that I'm telling the truth because you believe me.
Right.
You know, that's ridiculous. If you believe me, then I have a proof. First of all, if we don't believe you. And second of all, if we do start with believing you, then we don't need the proof. If you're going to walk in and say, well, Bezin, assume I'm telling the truth. If we believe, assume you're telling the truth, then there's nothing to talk about. We believe you.
I mentioned yesterday that Hila Maisa says, right, that they were for sure married. And she should have this Migu, the Ozo, whatever, that she wouldn't be mayor.
Yes.
According to the husband, he agrees that she should have.
We lost you.
Yeah, you muted yourself. Shmuel, you mute.
Somebody else muted me.
Sorry about that. I was trying to mute some people who didn't have their mics.
You won't be the first. It's okay. I'm just saying that according to the husband, she is definitely married to him.
Why? The husband says she's not married. The husband says
that's because of a get later on. That's because of the get later on. But the husband definitely said at a point, you know, they're not.
So we're talking now after the get. I don't understand. I'm sorry. I don't think we're talking after the get. The husband.
The get is only a buy. The get is only a after effect. They're only arguing the vowelty, alone the vowelty. Then the get comes in. Would it ever work? But there was definitely a chazaka. Even according to him, she has a chazaka.
No, she doesn't, because she only walked into Bezin after the get. So if she walked into Bezin after the get, she's not married.
That's only nachta. Whoever wins the conversation, then the get will be good or not.
According to his taina, I'm sorry, I don't hear. I don't understand. According to his taina, that there was the yibum, and now there's a get. And his kind of is backed by a chazaka of the muke inish and apshe. So before we get a migoy, the assumption is he's telling the truth to his bia. Now, because they get, they're not married. She walks in, so we are assuming before she walks in, Bezin, before she walked in and said anything, you know, she comes in after the get's given. At that point, before she said anything, before she said on the valti, we assume that she's not married. We assume that there was a bia, azaka, and a mukin and shanafshe. He was in dead yibum. He gave a get. They're no longer married. Now she comes along and says, "Lo nevalti." So she wants to change what we assume. She said, "I'll bring you a proof." Ainisha meisa. Well, excuse me, lady. We don't think you're married. We're accepting the husband. So she so that I hear is Rekidega's first question. Excuse me. That's Ricky Vega's first kasha. Did that make sense? That's good. And that's Ricky Vega's kasha. But he only adds a mimanashach. I don't know what this mimanashach is. And even if you're going to tell me you believe her, there is still no Anisha Mizo. First of all, who needs that? What would be, who cares if we believe her? If the whole issue is you have to slug up him, not her. You're trying to slug him up with the, you know, he has a chazaka, ainisha me'iza, ramukenishanafshe. You're trying to slug up the chazaka. So fakir, the chazaka is saying that there wasn't bia. He's saying that there was bia. He's saying there was bia. The migoy has to attack the chazaka. You can't use the migoy when you're ignoring the chazaka, because then the migoy is not fighting the chazaka. The migoy is only, you can't say, assume the chazaka is not true, assume she's telling the truth, and then we have a migoy, yeshagayach. But you want to use a migoy to fight the chazaka. So you have to use a migoy, you have to say, assuming the man's telling the truth, and assuming there's a chazaka, there's a migoy against it.
Her taina is going to fight the chazaka, but she needs the ne'emanus. Our question over here is
credibility. Her taina has no ne'emanus to fight the chazaka.
So that's why she needs the migo. Once she has the migo, she has no migo.
Because it calls man that we don't have a migo, it's circular. Calls man she has no migo, we assume she's not married. So you can't say, well, assume that I'm telling the truth, and then I have a raya.
She's coming in and she's saying, I want a level of nemonos of 95%. And my level of
nemonos. On what basis?
When I walked in here.
You're not married.
What's that?
Before you walk in, we assume you're not married. Now you want to go ahead and slug that up with a migui. Where's your migui? Because I could have said, because ain't shamiza. Excuse me, we're assuming you're not married. Well, if you assume I'm married, then I have a proof that I'm married. That's so absurd.
I can definitely hear the
you're not married. So then you're going to walk in and say, yeah, but Bezdin, if you assume I'm married, then I have a proof that I'm married. If we assume you're married, I don't need your proof to be married. But I don't assume you're married. The whole point is I assume you're not married.
What does it mean?
If you listen to him, then you listen to her, they're not married.
Why if you listen to her?
What the man says, they're not married. Right. Because they get
right.
And again, works after Yibum.
And her?
If you listen to her, they're not married. Why? Because there was never a Yibum, and she's only a Sakuka. And a Sakuka is not called a married. And even though ain't Isha Me'iza B'Tei, but an Isha would be Me'iza to a Sakuka. So I said to make it easier to understand the problem I have, let's argue with a Kivager. Let's say that a woman, just like ain't Isha Me'iza B'Tei, ain't Isha Me'iza when it's Sakuka. All right, Kivager says that's not true. Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, just for argument's sake, let's say he would be wrong on that. Let's say someone could argue on that.
So then it's her chazaka.
There's nothing.
You just said if a zakuka, there's a din of ain adam meiza.
We don't know if she's zakuka. Why don't we assume she's not zakuka?
We don't assume anything. They both come in. We know they were
one. We do assume. We have a chazaka.
We also have another chazaka.
Before the migul comes in,
before the migul, just the point of let her talk, and then these two chazakas against each other.
Okay, want to bring in the chazaka what chazaka?
The chazaka, if you're taking devil's advocate that Zika has a din of marriage,
the chazaka of Enisha of Lamuganashi tells us she's not married, and there is no chazaka. There's nothing. We know for sure there's a chazaka of Lamuganashi Nafshe. That tells us that they had Bia.
We have another chazaka that she would.
You don't.
One second. She's saying truth.
She's a liar because she's contradicting a chazaka.
She has a chazaka.
No, she doesn't.
Why not?
Because she's not married.
How do you know which way to go first? Why are you stuck?
The chazaka of Mugenashe tells us she's not married.
So let her talk first. He won't say a word. Let her come in and say what happened. The last we know, there was a Zika. We know history.
We don't even need him to talk. Excuse me. The chazaka of Mugenashe Nafshe. You don't even need him to talk.
Anisha Meiz is also screaming.
That we go ahead and we assume they're not married.
I don't know.
Why can he dial the get? I don't understand.
And then you're saying, well, if you believe her, then I'm married.
Not believe her. She has a chazaka. I don't understand why you want
it. Why wasn't this handled before they did the get?
Can't hear you.
Why wasn't this handled before they did the get?
It wasn't. That's the case. That's for Kivager's
action. She accepted the get.
The case is that after the get was given, she came in. And you said this is for
she accepted the get.
She doesn't have to accept it.
Yeah, the get was given there. The case
is... she has to accept it. Of course she does.
He could have given it to Malkoth.
The case is the get giving it. You want to make an Okimta that Kivager is speaking about if she spoke before the get was given. Maybe that's a part.
I'm just saying, otherwise, what's the case? She accepts the get, and then all of a sudden she speaks up to the Nubia.
He shows her a get. And he gets Malkoth. You don't need anyone to accept it. So maybe I didn't think of it. Maybe you're saying, Rakita Eger once is throws in the Mimanashah. I guess you want to make a Nukimta that she said her Dibur before the get was given. But then he has no Kasha. Then Nitzad the Bow also she has any Shemiz, and you can't say that. If she spoke before the get's given, then Rakita Eger would have no Kasha, because even if you believe the man, she has a chazak of Eni Shemiza. So you have to say that that she's speaking after the get's given. And that's why he's saying if you believe the man, there's no chazak of Eni Shemiza because she's divorced. See, well, if you believe the lady, the whole thing is so absurd. He's saying if you believe her, then you have a migui. If you believe her, if you want to believe her, then leave the migui out of the picture. You want to believe her, then you believe her. You think, believe her, then there's a raya.
The ego is what's giving her the ne'emanus that now we believe her.
But we only believe her if we only have a migui once we believe her. So first you got a believer, and then you got a migoy to believe her.
He's just going back on what he said.
First you have to start with an assumption that she's telling the truth and he's lying.
Forget the migoy, Reb
Then you say there's a dying kuka. Oh, so then she has a migoy.
No, forget the migoy. There's a step before. Reb Kibbeger started saying a point, there's no chazaka ishmiza. This point is just going back on that. Maybe the naysayer, maybe those people like Rebbe will say there is Isha Me'iza.
Why is there Isha Me'iza?
Because it's Zakuk. Like, that's where.
I'm not mentioning the word Migoy. The man is saying he divorced her.
Reb Kibbeger drew a line in the sand that he asked the Tarchi and Gadol based on the fact that there is no Isha Me'iza. Is that a fact? I don't want to say the word Migoy here. Did he use that as a linchpin in his question?
Yes, and he needs
that. So that's it. So he's going back and saying that Lefi Dvar, if you're going to argue like that, Rashash, and you're going to say Zakuka, that linchpin's off.
No, it won't. It's not true.
Now, if you just Rashash, said you need to.
The Rashash is only if she's Zakuka, but the man says that's Zakuka.
His kasha was based on the fact that any Isha Me'iza doesn't apply. I'm telling you, because you have to stop to keep the cheshbon.
Yeah, you have to use the migui has to fight the chazaka. The migui has to slug up his chazaka. If the chazaka says the migui doesn't exist, then there's no fight. You have to have a fight. There's a fight between a migui and a chazaka. But if you believe the chazaka, there's no migui, then there's no fight. Because you're both, it's not good to have a fight, because when you have a fight between two biurim, then something's very strange happening here. Then one biur then it's a freak incident, because one biur is not true. But the whole point is that the migui magam chazaka has to say that even though I know your chazaka, and your chazaka is a very nice biur, and we normally would listen to your beaver, but here we're not going to listen to you because there's a beaver that proves that you're wrong. So the beaver, amigui, has to prove that the chazaka is wrong. But if you accept the chazaka, there is no migui. There is no. So you can't use a migui to shlug up a chazaka, which is only exists if lo yitzur, the chazaka is not accepted. That's circular. I told the guys the story. It's slightly. It's similar. I heard this when I was in Israel. There was a maggid called Rav Shapsi Yudalovitz. Shapsi Yudalovitz, if you ever read this, it's a sefer, Mi'ido Shel Shmuel. It's a very amazing sefer. I highly recommend it. Mi'ido Shel Shmuel is a biography of Rav Yudalovitz. I forgot his first name, Shmuel Yudalovitz, who was the son of Rav Arya Levin. And it tells about his the grandfather's history about how he has this amazing, amazing grandfather. It's an amazing story. I don't want to give it away. You read the book. It's even translated in English for those who want to read it in English. It's an amazing story. What they went through 100 years ago. It's an amazing story. But Rav Arya Levin's son-in-law. So the grandson was Rav Shapsi Yudalovitz, and he was a maggid. So he told the following story. He said, I once heard him speak. He said like this. I don't remember what his point was, but he told this story. He said, during the time when there was a big tumult with the Gius Banis, so we know the Chazon Ish was against girls going to the draft. So he went somewhere to speak against that girls shouldn't go for the draft. Chazon Ish had it, there was Yehari V'al-Yavur. So after he finishes his speech, a person comes over to him and says, you're totally wrong. There's nothing wrong with going to the draft, sending a girl to the draft. She said, I'll bring you a proof that you're wrong. What's my proof? Because my daughter went into the army. So you see, you're wrong. So Rav Shapsi, you did I love it, told him that I'll bring you, that you know what you're like. He says, and in Europe, there was a person that was called, every town has a town ganav. So there was a Yanko the ganav. Yanko was a town ganav. Everyone knew he's a ganav. Okay, but Stuart, he's Yanko the ganav. He's a member of the community. That's his profession. So comes Yom Kippur. He goes to shul and he davens like everyone else. But so Yom Kippur, they go home. The wife takes out from the refrigerator, whatever they had, ice packs, the chicken that she prepared for Motzoi Yom Kippur. And she sees that part of the chicken is missing, which means that someone snuck into the house on Yom Kippur and ate some chicken. So obviously she suspects her husband, Yanko the Ganav. He says, oh, Yanko, what's wrong with you? Okay, a Ganav, okay, but can't you at least fast on Yom Kippur? So he says, what do you mean? It wasn't me. I didn't eat it. I'll bring you a raya. I didn't eat it. What's my raya? Because if I ate it, then I'm fleishig. Oh, pours himself a cup of milk and he drinks it. So you see that I didn't eat it. Right. That was his story. Which means if you assume I didn't eat it, then I'm a tzaddik. If I'm a tzaddik, I wouldn't drink milk with the chicken. But that's circular. But if we assume you did eat it,
I mean that's worse because
you're a bum. If you're a bum, you drink milk with it also. So that's,
I mean, that's worse here. Because
it's
eating
exactly
milk
the same. If you assume that the lady is telling the truth, then she has a migli.
Yes, the girl dominated.
That don't prove nothing because the whole purpose of a migli is to prove us on the side that we suspect that she's not telling the truth.
What about the girl dominated?
The purpose to bring a raya is that you're honest on the side that we suspect that you're a bum and you'll eat chicken on Yom Kippur. So drinking a cup of milk don't prove nothing. Right? That's exactly the same.
What about the girl in the army?
What about the
girl in the army? I didn't get the connection. The girl in the army.
He said you brought a raya that it's okay to go to the army because your daughter went to the army.
Right. What's the kashrut of the story?
So Yeshikayak. So you brought a raya because you sent your daughter to the army. So you're like Yanko the Ghana, you know. You know, I'm good with telling you that if you send your daughter to the army, you're Russia. I don't know, whatever. So now you bring a raya. I'm bringing you a raya that it's the right thing because I sent. We're assuming it's in the wrong and you're above. So you're like, we're assuming Yanko ate the chicken. So then you bring a raya above. But since I'm an honest guy, since I'm a kosher person, so I wouldn't drink milk. It's the thing. It's a circular raya. Once you assume that I'm kosher, then you have a raya that it must be right because I sent my daughter to the army. Once you assume that Yanko is a kosher person, he wouldn't eat milk and chicken. So then you have a raya that he didn't eat the chicken on Yom Kippur. But we're Guba assuming that Yanko did eat the chicken on Yom Kippur. So then there's no raya. So here also, we're assuming that the chazaka no muke in a shanashi is right and there had to be a.
What taka is the halacha? What is the halacha if she said, if she actually said loy nevaldi, and you hold that there's ein adam meis for?
There is no ein adam meis because we don't believe her.
No, I said if she said loy nevaldi,
we don't believe her. We tell her that you're a
filthy liar. No, I'm sorry. If she said ein yachol,
we also tell her she's a filthy liar. Because you're not married. The assumption is you're not married. So there's no ain't Isha Me'iza. So Sam, you're a liar. Why shouldn't we assume you're a liar?
If you take
we
the
other side. Ain't Yoko, we don't believe her. Why should we believe her? It's her word against his word.
No, she has chazaka. Assuming you say like that,
Rishat. She doesn't have a chazaka.
Lefid Barah. What do you mean?
She says ain't Yoko.
Right, so she has, she ain't the maid.
But if we don't, if Kozman, she didn't say that, we assume
I said,
that
if she
married.
Said, no, if she said it, what's the halacha?
If she said it, why should we believe her? We don't.
Because if you say that,
we have.
If she said it to her, and if she's married, she's believed. Because ain't other may is.
We don't know that she's married.
No, I'm saying if I'm just trying to show that the chazak of ain't other may is, which Rebbe's proposing, is possible to argue with Kivager and say by Zakuk, right? Our case is the same ain't other may is.
Right, but that's only if you believe her. It's circular.
If you believe her,
then she has a chazaka in Isha Me'ez. If you believe her, you don't need the chazaka of Ein Isha
Me'ez. What does she ever believe when she's really married? Married.
For sure she's married.
But why? What are you based on chazaka?
Because we know, yeah, because she's married.
So we everyone, know she's zakuk.
Even the man agrees that she's married.
And even the man agrees she's zakuk. No, 1 second. Before the man, we're in the world of Rav Kivega trying to understand
her. Well, the man doesn't say she's zakuk. The man says she's not zakuk either.
He's saying mimanav shav, whether you listen to
him. I don't need, what do you need the mimanav? I think, why did Rav Kivega need the mimanav shav? That's the question. The man is saying that you're divorced and you're not zakuk and you're nothing. and therefore I refuse to do you chalitza. Now she has to bring a proof to prove that he's wrong. If she doesn't bring a proof that she's wrong, then he doesn't have to do chalitza. So what's her proof that he's wrong? Ain't isha meiza. But Uva, that without ain't isha meiza, we wouldn't believe her. Right? If that's what we see in Nedarim, that the only reason why she's believed to say ain't lo yachol is based on ain't isha meiza. That means if you don't have that chazaka, she is not believed to say ain't lo yachol. So when she comes in and says ain't lo yachol, we say I don't believe you, and therefore we assume that he's yachol, which means that we assume that you're divorced and you're not married. So then you said, I'll bring you a raya, then tell me the truth, it ain't isha meiza.
But then you go the other way. One second. If you go the other way of ain't yachol, then there is no chazaka here.
It says in the Darim, Tivager starts with a Gemara in the Darim that says that she's not believed to say ain't yachol without the chazaka of ain't isha meiza. That means that the starting point, before you bring in a chazaka of ain isha meiza, is we don't assume she's telling the truth.
Or at least that's even without the chazaka that you don't hold out for 30 days?
Yes. That's what he's quoting from the Darim. From the Darim of Vur, Atam, the Namanet Mishum, the ain isha meiza say baida. So that means that without ain isha meiza, she's not believed to say in a yachol. I don't know if it means she's not believed b'taras vadai, or she's not believed b'taras safek. I don't know. But the ma'isa, she's not believed. Is it that we, as bad, I assume it's not true because most men are yachol, so we put them on a rife? Or is it because it's the safek? It's my word against your word. So it's my word against your word. So therefore, she's not believed. But whatever it is, that's what Kivager starts out with. So you have to have an ein isha me'iza to give her an amanis. So now the starting point is you don't have an ein isha me'iza. So before you have an ein, the starting point is we walk in, we assume that she's divorced.
Why do you assume that? Wait, why do you assume that?
Now she goes ahead. She assumes ein o yachol. So
why do you assume divorced? Why do you assume?
Before she says ein o yachol, we assume she's divorced. We don't have, as of yet, she didn't say anything yet. We don't have, before she speaks, we don't have the chazaka ein isha meiza, right? So before she spoke.
Tok shloshim? Tok shloshim or after shloshim?
I don't care. She says ein o yachol.
There's no assumption.
She says ein o yachol. Before she speaks, we don't assume she's telling the truth. So there's no, now that we go ahead, we're talking there in the case of Acher Shloshim. That's our case. We're talking Acher Shloshim. So now she till she says anything, the assumption is that he's Yaakov and that there was Bia and then she's not married. Now she comes along and she says, well, I say ain't a Yaakov. Well, I say, we don't believe you stopped at saying a Yaakov. Well, but if you have a chazaka, ain't isha me'iza, then you have it. But the chazaka, ain't isha me'iza, is only if you're married. But we're assuming you're not married. So you say, well, yeah, but if you will grant me that I'm married, then I have a chazaka, ain't isha me'iza. That's so absurd. If you assume I'm married, then I have proof that I'm married. Yeshikaya.
Rebbe, if she had Adim, the get wouldn't start, right? Let's say Louis says she had proof, mamish Adim, whatever that is, right? We wouldn't look at the get. We wouldn't look at the get part, right? In other words, so we could doubt. We should be in London, certainly doubting the get and say, let's look at the arguments of Navalti alone, Navalti. Then we bring in the get. Rebbe's looking at it as a one step.
I'm sorry, I don't hear. It's to me, it's so circular. She's saying, if you believe me, then I have a proof that I'm telling the truth. If we believe you, we don't need the proof that you're telling the truth. That's exactly like the Yanko the Ganov. If you believe me that I didn't eat the chicken, so then I have a proof that I didn't eat the chicken.
Do we have to believe her, or do we have to believe that she believes it?
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, as long as she believes it.
Okay, if you say that she believes it, then I hear. But at Pashup Shad, when the man says, It's hard to say. The man says Nivalti, and she says no Nivalti. It's hard to say that what pshat is that they're arguing that she's, we're assuming that she's made an honest mistake. Okay, maybe if you say that, then I hear. If you say that his taina is and the Nivalti, you say no Nivalti, you say Eino Yacho, and I say, what do you mean, Yacho, and there was Bia? The lady made an honest mistake. Okay, so then I hear. If when she says no Eino Yacho, the assumption is that even he would agree that she made an honest mistake, then you're right. So then Reiki Vega has a problem.
But you don't know.
She's making an honest mistake, and she honestly believes that he's Eino Yacho. So we have a chazaka of Ein Isha Me'iza. But why would we assume if he says Yacho and Nivalti, and she says Eino Yacho no Nivalti, we assume she's making an honest mistake? I mean, that sounds so strange.
You have to be certain that he made a mistake.
The person is making an honest mistake, and then you're going to, on that basis, you're going to make a chazaka of Ein Isha Me'iza. I care. The pashtus is that she's lying. He says that she's lying. Not saying she made an honest mistake. I know that sounds so, especially something like this, which is the chayre is pretty clear cut. You know, there's a bia. It's very hard to make an honest mistake and think there was no bia when there was a bia. I don't know. It sounds strange.
If there was no get, what's the halacha?
There's then no get, believed? So then she's married. And then you would have a chazaka of Ein Isha Me'iza. Yes. If Lo Yitzur, this, like someone said before, if Lo Yitzur, this whole argument happened before the get's given. So the man says, I did bia, and therefore you're my wife. And the woman says, no, you didn't do bia, and I'm not your wife. And there's no get. So yeah, then I agree. Then Reiki Vega would have no kasha. Then for sure the ladies believed, because the man saying you're my wife, and the lady says, obviously I'm not your wife, because Ein Isha Me'iza. Then Reiki Vega would have no kasha. Because that's like a case where the man says, I didn't divorce you. And the lady says, you divorced me. So she's believed. If it's
befana, and that's with amigu, right?
Amigu? What? You don't mean amigu. It's Ein Isha Me'iza. So in the case of if there's no
get. She's saying Mona Valti. Achashloishim. Of course she's amigu.
Right. Okay. So if she would come along, if there's no get, and she says, if she would say Ein O Yacho, so she would be believed. So then when she says Mona Valti, after Shoshim, she would have a migu. Yes, fine. But the case here is a whole Reiki Vega's kasha, and that would be even if what the man says, she would be believed. But Reiki Vega's whole kasha is that you're only believed because Ein Isha Me'iza. So if you're only believed based on Ein Isha Me'iza, so it makes no sense. It's absurd. Jamaica is absurd. How can you? Why? And his kasha is a good kasha, but why does he have to bring in this point that according to what she says, she's not married? Who cares what she says? The whole point is that we don't believe her. She has to prove that she's telling the truth. She can't say, if you assume I'm telling the truth, then I have a raya, I'm telling the truth. That's so absurd. The starting point is we don't believe you. You want to bring a proof, you're telling the truth. You can't say, well, but if you assume I'm telling the truth, I have a right, I'm telling the truth. What's the point? And then Reiki Vega says, no, that's not true. Even if we believe she's telling the truth, we don't have a right, she's telling the truth. Who cares if you have a right, if she's telling the truth? Like she's telling the truth, she's telling the truth. But the whole point is we don't assume she's telling the truth. It sounds like such a bizarre Reiki Vega. Why does he need? Because I say Reiki Vega has a wonderful kasha, but he's weakening his kasha by adding this end, especially since the end is answerable. Because you could say that she's that Zika is a marriage. Right? In other words, you can use my Rishash from the Darim. That says Zika is a marriage, Daraisa. I think the Rishash said that. I don't remember, but I think he said that. The Gemara says, Yesh, I don't know if you remember in the Nedarim, Yeshzik and Einzika means is a skuka also to the relatives. So we the Gemara pretty clearly, there's a day that says Zika Kiknusa Saraisa, but the Gemara pretty clearly says that we paskin Yeshzika Midrabana, that you're only also to the relatives of the Yavama Midrabana, because you're only married Midrabana. You're not married Midraisa. But I think there's a Rishash that asked the Stira that Rashi says that Yeshik is the Raisa. So the Rishash said that they're both right. Yeshik is the Raisa. The marriage is the Raisa, but it's not strong enough to make an Isser relative. So the Isser, the relative is only Derabana. Because your usher to your Zakut sister is only Midrabana, but the marriage is the Raisa. That's how he answered the Stira and Rashi. So it could be, theoretically, you could say, if Lu Yitzur, we understood Rekiv Eger, then I could say that Rekiv Eger doesn't hold like the Rishash. And he learns, like the Pashtus in the Gemara, that Yesh Lika means everything's Midrabana. You're not married at all, Midraisa. And the Rishash and Taisis, maybe we'll say, holds like the Rishash, that Yesh Lika is Midraisa on the marriage. Only the Isser Krovin Rabban. And since it's a Deraisa marriage, so Aini Shemeiza, because the Maisa, she's married. Even for a quasi marriage, it's Aini Shemeiza. I could hear such a thing. Maybe it's not right, but I could hear it. But I don't see why Reki Vegger needs this. That's like he throws in something which is clearly debatable, because that who said is no Aini Shemeiza by his kuka? It's not so pashut. And it's totally irrelevant and immaterial for his question. His question is a great question without it. Question is irrelevant. Question is, you have to shlug up the man. You have to prove that Aino Yachal without it. And you can only say Aino Yachal if you have an Aini Shemeiza. And since before you say in a Yacho, we're assuming Yacho, and we're assuming that there was a Bia, so then we're assuming you're divorced. So then there's no proof that it's in a Yacho. It's such a great kasha. All right, I hear everyone speechless.
Why would you want to argue straight out against Rekiv Eger? I'm saying it's like he missed the sugya. I'm saying it just.
No, I'm not trying to argue straight out Rekiv Eger. I'm saying I could theoretically hear, as I said, that this Rishash is a radical Rishash. I'm sure many people disagree with the Rishash. I don't remember my Yavamis so well anymore. Yavamis was 6 years ago. But I'm sure many people argue with that Rishash and do not assume that Zika is as Ishas Deraisa, Pashup Shat. The Pashas everywhere is that Yesh Zika is only in Ishas Derabbanan. Okay, but the Rishash said in Rashi, I don't even know if he said it in Taisis. I think he only said, I think, in Rashi. But he said in Rashi that Rashi holds that the Ishas is Deraisa, it's just the Ishas Derabbanan, because he had a steer in Rashi. I don't know if anyone remembers such a thing, but there was a steer in Rashi that Rashi in one place says it's Deraisa, he says, it's Rabbana. So that's how he answered the Stira. But, and then you could say that it's a quasi-ishas. So Rekiv Eger could hold. We have this also in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a machlokes whether there's a chayin of the Rabbeinu Gershom on a Yavama. Could be the same Shaila. There's a machlokes mechaber and Ramah. If a person is married as Zakut to Yibam, is there a problem that you're not allowed to marry someone else? Beinu Gershom said you can't have two wives. So if a Zakuka is considered married, so then it goes into the Chayim of Beinu Gershom. You're already married to the Yavama. You can't marry someone else. If the Zakuka is not considered a wife, then it doesn't go into the Chayim of Beinu Gershom. So it's a Machlaikas, I think it was Kufnun Tes, I looked it up. It's a Machlaikas Mechaber and Ramah. Mechaber says that there's no chayim to Rabbeinu Gershon by a Yavama. Even though a person zakuk the Yibam, he has a tzikuka to Yiba, he can marry another wife. And the Ramah says, you can't marry another wife. And the Gra over there said, because the Ramah is being chayshish for the Shita, that a tzikuka is considered married. He says he's being chayshish for the Shita, Zika Keknusa, which is even worse than Yesh Zika. Okay.
Rabbi, what does the word va'adarabba mean at the end of Reb Kiva Eger when he says va'adarabba, almost like he's saying, according, like her position is even you know, worse, the fact that she's zakuk. If anything, it's the opposite, no? Like, what does he mean by that?
Okay, well, maybe she was never married. I don't know. Maybe he'll say. Maybe
no, but for Nogaya, the question.
Some psychology that if you were once married, and now you're divorced, so you're still slightly intimidated to him.
So it's like as far as hapucha, it's as far as hapucha from what the other svar that Zakuk makes you.
Yeah, one side, because he's assuming that Zakuk's not married.
I understand so that. I'm saying so it's hapucha.
It is an adar. You can hear it's an adar abba because maybe it's not. There's a svar of eini shemeiza, so maybe you could hear that if she was once married and then divorced, so she's still not so meiza because it's the same guy. It's the same person, so she still retains a little bit of her derech eretz. But if she was never married at all, then there's even less reason to be married, not to be
married. Said that he's not saying that she's never married. He's saying
she's never married.
No, but that his dogish as mashman the words adayin, she's still attached.
Yeah, no, she was
she did it. That's like that she
adayin skuka, and she never got to the stage of marriage. That's what I was thinking. Means a dying
is Rebbe's asking a question. Is Rebbe's basic question is that according to Rebbe Akiva Eger, it sounds like he's saying, according even a lefid devar reha, she's not married. So Rebbe's asking, and if lefid devar reha, she was married, would it be any better? Is that the question?
Yeah. Right. Yes, because
if Lafid Devoreha, she thought, I'm not sure this is what Sandy meant before, but if she thought that she would be Neman with a better Taina, and really she's not Neman with that Taina, but she makes a mistake in Halacha, and she thinks that if I say Eina Yachal, I win. Is that enough to say that that's a Migu to believe me, Lain of Alti, because I, in my mistake, I was lying. I would have said a better time that I think I would win with.
She doesn't think that Bezen thinks she's married. She's just claiming she's married. She's not married. She's not saying that. She doesn't have to think that Bezen believe her. Now, let's say marriage. But she doesn't believe that Bezen believe that. So why would she think that she's believed in Eino Yacho? In order to believe in Eino Yacho, you need Eini Shemiza. And Bezen don't believe her. Bezen thinks she's a liar. So why
she may not be that smart?
Every Migui is, you know, the whole Migui is based on that people are smart. They know that Lacha. Yeah, she doesn't know. And therefore you give her a Migui. It sounds very strange. I don't know. Anyway, this is my problem. I do not understand Akiva Eger. I don't know what he's doing. So this is not Akasha, not like arguing Akiva Eger. This is trying to understand Akiva Eger. You know, the point that we're saying that a Zukuka could be a marriage is arguing Akiva Eger. Okay, I agree. That's a little bit a no-no. Even though I think I'm high behind a Rishash. But we don't understand this question. Okay, so I sent, right? Did I send or I didn't send? I sent a size. So I thought that size might help because of depending on how we understand Shavi and Avshe. Because when she says, I'm not married, she's making a Shavi and Avshe. So, okay, but we have to, and it definitely needs thought because it's in the pastures, it doesn't work. And it's a need thought. So let's wait. Think about it.
We worked on that concise last year why is it not better than Adam?
I'm not working on the concise. I just want to take his insight and apply it here.
You say a kasha that maybe the Gemara doesn't mean meiza pnei bailo. It just means the eni shemiza pnei stam in front of the bailo. Would be anybody, but usually the case is the bailo. It means anybody.
I don't know. We don't. Apparently, we don't. He's assumed not that way. If a lady was married and divorced, Kivager assumed that there's no sort of any shemizah. It's very hard to argue with Kivager's bikias and shas.